Today's shir is going to be Le'ilui Nishmas Devora Shira Chaya Bas, I think it's Yaakov Lev. That was a close friend of mine, just lost his wife on Erev Shabbos, so the Kfirah is taking place in a couple hours in Eretz Yisrael. So the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch writes, we're going to start in Yanei Purim now. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tafresh Tzadi Beis that, as we know, there are three brachas that we recite before reading Megillah. Hakari es a Megillah mevarich lefanesh shlosh brachos. One says three brachos, ala mikum Megillah, v'she'asanit v'she'achayan. Those are the three brachos. But then the Mechaber writes, u'bayom eino chozer mevarich she'achayanu. During the daytime reading, we say the bracha of ala mikum Megillah and she'asanit, but we do not repeat the bracha of she'achayanu according to the Sfardim. But the Rama writes, v'yeshomrim af Bayom Mivarech Shechianu. We paskin in Ashkenazi shuls that we do in fact repeat the Shechianu. So what exactly is this machlokes here? We're going to see a very important shiloh. What happens to a Svardi who's an Ashkenazi shul getting back in those themes? If a Balkari is saying a Shechianu, could the Svardi answer Amen? Is that a hefsek for him? But let's just first understand this machlokes, whether one should really recite and repeat Shechianu Bayom. So the Gemara begins in a Daf Dalam and Alf and Maseches Megillah. The number two, Amar Bishuban Levi, Chayv Adam Likros as a Megillah Belaila, Ulishnos Bayom. Individuals required to hear the Megillah or read the Megillah at nighttime, and then a second time during the day. Shinemar, it says, Elokai Eker Yomam Velo Saneh Velaila Velo Dumi Ali. At first we read at daytime, and then at nighttime we don't stay silent, we don't Velo Dumi Ali, rather we speak it, we say it as well during the nighttime. So daytime, at nighttime, there's a chiv of kriya of reading the Megillah. So Gemara is an interesting havamina, just to complete the Gemara here. Savar minei lemikre belaila, when they heard this drasha initially, they thought that you're supposed to read the Megillah at night. Ulemisna masnisin dida biyamama. And then to learn the Mishnah, the Lashon is lishnosa, to learn the Mishnayos of Maseches Megillah during the daytime. Now, this is a very important concept. You look at all the articles, the Machzorim, they always have the Mishnayos of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnayos of Yuma, and Mishnayos of Sukkah. There is an Indian of learning the Mishnayos on the particular Yom Tov. Mishnayos is a Mishnah, is the Lashon Neshama, the same letters as Neshama. The Mishnayos are really the Neshama of all the Yomim Tovim. So they had such a Havamina to learn the Mishnayos by Yom. So Amr Lahu, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lididim Befar Shali, was explained to me, the Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, as follows. That Kigon Damar Inchi, like people say, Avar Parshasa Da, you should review the Parsha, rather read the Parsha once, go through it, and V'asne, which means to repeat. Repeat. V'sheni, to do it a second time, so we read the Megillah twice, once at night, and once during the day. So how does it affect the halacha of saying a Shechianu again by Yom, or not? So Tosfos writes, number three here, Omeri. Diafag avad mevarach zman belaila, even though we said Shechianu at night already, zman, mevarach zman is always referring to Shechianu. Even though we said belaila, chozer mevarach also bayom. We repeat it during the daytime. The ikir pirsum nisa have bikriya diyamama. The greater pirsum nisa, nisa is during the daytime. How do we know this? Because the pasuk, the kronami mashmakein dechsev v'laila v'lo dumi li, don't be silent at night. Kilomar afagav dekar shekar bayom. Even though you read it during the daytime, you still don't be silent by laila. V'lo chayiv likros b'laila, don't stay silent. Meaning you would have thought to be dumb, to be dumb, to be silent by laila. The pasuk tells me no, don't be silent. You should also read it by laila, but indicating that the laila is secondary. V'ha ikir have biyamama. Kevin Shizgiru Hakasav Tchila. Since the pasuk first says Bayom, right? Okay, Ekra Yomam first tells us the daytime reading is more important than nighttime reading. So even though you said Shechianu Balaila, you have to repeat Shechianu Bayom. So that sounds very, very sensible. But look at the next svar of Tosfos. The Gam Ikra Suda Yomama. Also, the primary meal that we eat, we fulfill during the daytime, as the Gemara Megillah tells us, Kedamar Lakaman, Dim Achla Balaila Lo Yotze Yidei Chavasa. You're not Yotze, you're Chiv Suda eating at night. Nothing, there's no Chiv at night, there's no Kim at night, only Bayom. So since the Ikra Suda is Bayom, we repeat Shechianu during the Megillah Bayom. Does that make any sense? We repeat again, according to Tosos, see Paskins, we say Shechianu Bayom, but it's on the Megillah, not on the Suda. So what does it help us? We read Megillah at 9 o'clock in the morning, reading the Suda at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So what is the Tosus exactly telling us by the Iker Suda Bayoma? Get a suggestion?
Yes, Tosus is saying that since the Suda is Bayom, some of the Iker of the observance of Purim is more in the day than at night.
So that's a Raya that Megillah is also Bayom. So that could be with the Sfas Emes. Let's look at the Sfas Emes first. We'll go back to Meiri in a second just to prove your point. Number five. The Sfas Emes says, Hayom Tov Hirak Bayom, Kedamrinan Yimei Mishav Simcha Ksiv. Yimei, the daytime is when the Mishav Simcha. The Gemara talks about it. It also says Lashon of Yom Tov. Those who know the Megillah well, it says Yom Tov first, but then later on it removes the word Yom Tov. But the Mishav Simcha is Bayom. Yimei Mishav Simcha. Then he writes, Af Hazman Eino Al Etzma Yom, even though the Zman isn't on the actual day, because the Imkain, if it really was on the day, I need a little bit of background here. I'll explain. I'm going to backtrack in just a moment. Dim kain gam be'ein lo megillah yivarech zman. So right now, let's take a step back. Sometimes there's a shechianu that goes on the yom, the yomtif. Sometimes it goes on the mitzvahs. So for example, Pesach. We say a shechianu on the yomtif of Pesach. We also say the shechianu on the matzahs that we're eating, the mitzvah. Sukkot. We say a shechianu on the yom, the chag sukkot. We also say it on Yeshiva Sukkah, sitting in the Sukkah. We also say it in Netilas Lulav, which is also a mitzvah. Sometimes the Shechianu is on the Zman, sometimes it's on the mitzvah. Yom Kippur. There's no mitzvah of Yom Kippur, we say Shechianu on the Yom. Sometimes we have Shechianu on the mitzvah themselves. And Netilas Lulav is an example of that. Pidyon HaBen is a Shechianu that's on a mitzvah, not on a Yom. Bismillah in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rambam and Svardim, even in Chutz La'aretz, they say Shechianu on the mitzvah of Mila. That's not a Yom Tov. Now you can say it is a Yom Tov for the Rambam, for the but Pashup Shad, it's on the mitzvah of Mila. So sometimes the Shechianu is on the Yom Tov, and sometimes it's on a mitzvah. So what this Sfas Emes is saying in number five here, the Af Dazman Eino Al Etzem Hayom. It's not on the actual day. It's not on a Yom Tov of Purim. Dim came because had it been on the Yom Tov, Gam be'ein lo Megillah, you should have to yivarech zman. If there was an absence of a Megillah, you should still have to say a Shechayanu on the Yom, and we don't. Ve'ein onira came to poskim. No one says that. We'll see in a second, not true. Mikol makom, kevin de simcha, ein onira belayla, d'arminan dehave kimo rego b'fnei atzmo. It's kind of like an independent Yom Tov. V'tzarech levarech zman gam al hakriya. So Sfas Emes says that really it's not on the Yom Tov, it's on the mitzvah. It's on the mitzvah of Megillah, but the fact that the Suda is during the daytime, it indicates that there's a stronger mitzvah of the Kriyas of Megillah by Yom. Fine. Look back now to the Meiri number four, though. The Meiri argues, and the Meiri says the way you understand Tosfos is really, it is referring to, when he says Iker Suda by Yomama, it means that there is a Zman on the Yom Tov of Purim. He writes here, Yesh shemegalgel chiv zman bayom mitzad acher, from a different angle, not because of the mitzvah of Megillah. Hu mipnei yom tov. It's because it's a yom tov. It's like Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, and Yom Kippur. Shlo nemar belayla ela Megillah. When we read at nighttime, when we said a Shechianu, that Shechianu belayla was going on the Megillah, Mikra Megillah. But there's no yom tov at nighttime. There's no Mishnah. There's no Suda belayla. So that Mikra Megillah was again, the Shechianu was a Mikra Megillah. Masha'en kein b'shar yomim tovim, she'af she'oso she'layla, the Shechianu we say at nighttime, the first night of Sukkot, the first night of Pesach, that Shechianu goes on the mitzvahs of Sukkah and also on the Yom Tov of Sukkah. It goes on the mitzvahs of Pesach and on the Yom Tov of Pesach. That happens by Laila. Huzeich le'yom tov v'lo le'davar acher. But when it comes to Simchas Purim, go two lines down. Sharei Sudas Purim Sha'achla Balayla Lo Yatzu Dechavasov. There is no Simcha Mishnah nighttime Purim. So that Shechianu just goes on the Kriyas Megillah. But the daytime Shechianu is going not on the Megillah, because we already said that last night. The daytime Shechianu is going on the Yom Tov of Purim. That's the Chiddush of the Meiri. So when the Tosfos says "V'gam Ikra Suda BeYamama," that to me it sounds like he's referring to the Shechianu who goes on the Yom Tov of Purim.
Why do we make the bracha according to that shita? Why do we make the bracha by Kriyas Megillah? Why don't we make it when you have the Suda?
The same thing we could ask Leil Sukkot. Why don't we say Shechianu in Shul or Pesach when we start the Yom Tov? Because you want to attach it either to a kos. There's no kos here, but to a kos or maybe to a mitzvah.
Yeah. Suda.
But the earlier, we want to say it as early as possible. So the first thing, we wake up in the morning, we assume everyone goes to Vasikin, so the first opportunity you have is Vasikin, and Megillah is just a very opportune time to say Shekhinah.
Well,
the Shlar has that.
Yeah, before anything else.
Yeah.
So this is the first thing you're supposed to do.
The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shlar as well. Yeah. Some have Makbet have two meals on Perm as well,
so
in the early morning.
Suda, you have Suda in between Shacharis and Megillah?
No,
you
right after Megillah, breakfast.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we duck away to Friday. Correct. I'm makbet to have two meals. I have one early in the morning, like a light meal, and then afternoon the regular meal. Okay. Now the Miri argues himself. Although the Miri does quote the Shita that the Sheikh Yanu is going on the Yom Tov Purim, he himself doesn't like this. We call Malcolm Ein Divreihem Klum. He doesn't like this opinion. Shekol she'ein sham kos lekiddush ein bo zman. What's the indicator? What's the simon that is a yomtiv? If there's a kiddush, if there's a requirement of a kiddush, you have to mekadesh the yomtiv, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's a yomtiv like Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, that tells me there's a yomtiv. Well, since Purim has no kiddush, that means it's not a yomtiv. And therefore, the zman cannot be going on a yomtiv because there's nothing to talk about. What's the question? Where do we have a Sheikh Yanu? On a Zman, on a Yom Tov, that there is no Kiddush?
Yom
Kippur. So doesn't that indicate that you don't need a...
Because Kiddush isn't shul. You're physically not making Kiddush on the coast, so you're Kiddush on Yom Kippur.
Or you can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't make Kiddush.
Right.
So he says, Al tishivein bi yom kippurim, shekdushas yaseira, velo nafka koso el mitad iser shtia. We would like to have a coast, but we just can't, because it's an iser to eat. So that's not a raya. The Zman we say Chanukah, which is a great example. It's a Yom Tov that has a mitzvah, but there's no real Yom Tov. There's no Kedushas Yom Tov, where the Sheikh Yanu is on the Halakas Neros, but it's not on the Yom. So he thinks the same thing would apply to Purim. Either way, the Shita of Tosfos is that there should be a Zman, a Sheikh Yanu repeated during the daytime. Now, regarding this question of whether or not there is a Yom Tov of Purim, there are a number of nafkaminas, not for now, but I'll just throw out to you quickly, there is a machlokis in the poskim whether one's allowed to get married on Purim or not. It's machlokis, Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham. What's the machlokis? So we know, why can't you get married on Yom Tov? The Gemara Mekatan tells us a few reasons, but what's the most basic reason everyone assumes?
Ein Marvin
Simcha v'Simcha. You have the Simcha of Yom Tov, you can't mix it with the Simcha of a wedding. So too, if you assume that Purim is a real Yom Tov and a real Simcha, now those are two different things. I'm just putting them together just to bring out a nafkamina, though it's not so clear it is a great nafkamina. But still, the Simcha and Yom Tov of Purim is going to prevent you from having a Yom Tov of the wedding. Or do you assume there is no Yom Tov of Purim like we just discussed? It's just a mitzvah mikra megillah, in which case one would be allowed to get married on Purim. Another nafkamina, what's always a good nafkamina when you're talking about Yom Tov, whether something's a Yom Tov or not? What? Hallel? No?
Tesefis?
No. That's a good one also, I guess. Tesefis? What?
Clothing's
a good one? These are all good nafkaminas. Okay, I was thinking something very different. But what do you say? Well, that's where we're talking about Shekhinah now, but a melacha is also a good one. The Gemara itself addresses whether or not you could do melacha or not. So Avelis is always a good one. Avelis is a good. The other extreme, that we know we can't have Avelis on Yom Tov, so are you allowed to be Noeg Avelis on Purim? That too is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, whether Avelis is practiced on Purim. We do Paskin is. I remember your father was singing Shiva, Mikey, right, during Purim. We came back that day. So we do practice that there is Avelis during Purim, but that's a machlokis, which again is going to hinge upon whether there is a Yom Tov of Purim or it's not a Yom Tov, it's just a mitzvah of Mikra Megill. So that's all the Shita of Tosos that we do say a Sheikh Yanu again by Yom. The Rambam and the Svardim say differently. The Rambam in Hilchas Megillah Chanukah Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. This is number 7. Writes Bayom Eino Chozer Mevarech Sheikh Yanu. We don't repeat it a second time. Why not? Why don't you think we repeat a Sheikh Yanu a second time during Megillah?
Either you could say it at night.
Ah, very good.
Mm-hmm. Or you could still say it's in the day, but somehow since that Chalas Kriyas at night, you do.
Very good. He nailed both answers. Very good. Excellent. So Rav Yosef Engel in Gilyoni Ashas and Maseches Megillah, he quotes a Sefer Rokeach, who says exactly what Eitan said his first answer, which is that it's Rokeach in Hilchos Brachos, that he writes the opposite, which is counterintuitive, De Iker Mitzvahs Kriyas HaMegillah Belaila. Even though we repeat it again during the daytime, the ikur kriya is belayla. So there is no reason. He completely rejects the Tosa's understanding that the yom is the ikur megillah, ikur kriya. The second answer that the Eitan suggested is found in Igros Moshe. Look at number 9. Rav Moshe writes, almost verbatim what you said, I don't know if you saw this already before, Mechavin to Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe writes, Ha beirach b'shas haschalas ha-mitzvah. You already started saying it in the beginning of the mitzvah. V'lo garet, no worse, mi beirach zman b'chol b'shas asiyah sukkah. The yotzei deichav yidei zman b'sukkah. The person builds a sukkah. We build the sukkah, of course, during the week. We don't build it on sukkah, so you're not allowed to. So you build it before Yom Tov starts. So if one were to say Shechayanu, when he built the sukkah, he already fulfilled his obligation. Ah, the ikur mitzvah is when you sit in the sukkah the first night, and you said it when you only did the hachana. Nonetheless, it's still the haschala, and you were yotz yachiv. So he writes very clearly, Imkein, hachanami, beruch b'shas, iska b'mitzvah megillah. He made the bracha while he's involved in the mitzvah of the megillah. Even though the nighttime reading wasn't the primary reading, still it's the haschalas mitzvah, and you fulfilled your obligation. That's the two understandings of the Rambam, why you would not, again, repeat it during the day. Either because the laila was the ikr, or even if you say bayom is the ikr, the haschala was balaila. Okay, and one final shita, which is not brought down to halacha, but the Mordechai quotes from the Marami Rutenberg, number 10 here, that the Maram haya rogil lomar zman bayom belachash betoch kach sheakal onim amen lafuke miyad kol ravasa. Interesting. So Maram Rutenberg was from which world? Ashkenazi world. He lived in Germany. His Talmud Muvak, who was the Rush, also lived in Germany. Until a certain point, he was chased out and fled to Spain. He was in Svard. That was the first time the Svardim and Ashkenazim really met each other. So the Maram lived in Germany, in Ashkenaz. So he was an Ashkenazi, and he paskined that you should not say, well, the custom was not to say Shechianu Bayom, but he said he whispered it Bayom to be Yotze, the other Shitas of Tosos, that thought that you should say Bayom. That apparently had evolved into the Shita of the Ramah that we should say it out loud now. Now, what's interesting about this, I didn't look into it any further. If you're trying to be Yotze all the Shitas, so Yoso dealing with the Safek Bracha Levatala. Because if you pass like the Rambam, you don't repeat it, so you might be saying Bracha Levatala. So I don't know what you're gaining by this. You're gaining saying a Bracha if you need to, but you're also risking saying a Bracha Levatala. Because the Minhag Amakum. He didn't want to go against the Minhag. So I'm not sure what's behind that. Either way, that's not brought down in the postkim. Yeah.
What else you said that we're supposed to have in mind for the mitzvah?
We're going to get there. Yeah, that's the next piece. Okay. Yeah.
Because then you have to say it during the day. The ikur mitzvahs of Hayom is during the day.
So we'll get that. Svar and Balayla should have their Kavanah Balayla.
Right.
Yeah. So again, just to see the Shulchan Aruch again, now that we understand the background, so now it becomes very clear that the Svar and Paskin number 11, Bayom, Eino Choser, Umivarech, they don't repeat Shechianu, while the Ramah says, Yesh Omrim Af Bayom Mivarech Shechianu. And that's how the Ashkenazim Paskin. So now the Magen Avraham deals with the case of what happens if a person does not have a Megillah during the daytime. Should he say Shechayanu in the absence of the Megillah? Is it going to be on the Yom Tov like we discussed in the Rishonim? So he says, "Demi she'ein lo Megillah, one who doesn't have access to Megillah, lo yivarech Shechayanu al mishloach manos v'suda." Maybe you should say it on the mitzvahs of the day. Let's say the guy doesn't have Megillah, but he could still send presents, he could still eat the meal. He says, we don't say a Shechayanu on those mitzvahs because dizel davar hanahug b'chol yom u'b'chol Shabbos v'yom tov. These things are very normal. To send gifts to friends, they go to a person for a meal. We have sudas all the time. That's not special. Shechianu is only in bracha that goes on things that happen every so often only, that are unique. When a sukkah comes around once a year, we say Shechianu. Things that are regular don't deserve a Shechianu. You don't have that same excitement. It's not the new zman. So you wouldn't say Shechianu on the mitzvah hayom. Mishabura writes, he quotes an opinion that argues that. Number 13, he says, "Vayesh omim, deroy levarich zman al hayom in the absence of Megillah." That's not there, but he's talking about if there is no Megillah, you should still say the Shechianu on the yom. Granted, the Shalach Manos and Suda doesn't deserve a Shechianu, but the yom does mipnei tukfel shanes because it's a powerful miracle. Shehayabo. The kaven de mizman lizman ka'as. It comes only once a year. Harei hu kechol moadei Hashem shemivarchen aleim zman. So Mishabrua Paskin that one should in fact say Shechianu Bayom.
So if you but then the Zman would work for the night, no?
No, because no, we said that if you assume there's a Yom Tov, there's only Yom Tov during the daytime, because you're not Yotzei the Suda Belayla. So the Be'er Halacha number 14 adds one other layer to this. He says, "Ube'emes halfway down in the bold here, ube'emes lefi." Oh, we're going a lot faster than I thought. "Ube'emes lefi svarasa," but there's no shi afterwards anyway. So you guys, I get off early today. "Ube'emes lefi svarasa sheyivarech zman aletzim hayom." According to this logic, that you say zman on the day itself of Purim, mipnei tokfal shanei shehaya bo, because of the great nes, imkein hayalo levarech gamkein birchas she'asa nisim. So now we're saying a second bracha. Obviously, we can't say al mikra megillah if there's no megillah, but you should say she'achyanu and she'asa nisim. So he goes on bringing other sources here, quotes of Bircha Yosef that says without a megillah you'd say she'achyanu, no al nisim. He goes back and forth. In the end, he leaves it off as a tzarech in whether or not you should say a she'achyanu and a she'asa nisim in the absence of a megillah. We should never know of this, but it's interesting to know that such a discussion exists. Let's get now to Andy's point, number 15. The Magen Avraham says in Tafresh Tzadi Beis, V'yichavein bebirka she'achyanu gamkein al mishloach manos v'sudas perm, shem gamkein mitzos. So when we say she'achyanu during the daytime, you should have in mind, and many shuls, I think, make the announcement, that have in mind that the she'achyanu is going on the mishloach manos as well as the suda. Yes, we'll get there in a second. Very good. Prima Gadim adds him in, and we'll discuss that in just a moment. Very good. So, V'chavein ze bebirka she'achyanu diyom kizman bayom. During the daytime she'achyanu, not the nighttime she'achyanu, according to the Magen Avraham. Mishabrua just adds just another layer to this as well. V'yodia ze la'shliach tzibur ha'mevarach, the one saying the bracha, he also has to have in mind the bay kavanas shomea u'mashmia. If the guy is saying the bracha, the shliach tzibur is saying the bracha of she'achyanu, I'm only Yotze that Shechianu if he has me in mind as well. So we have to be on the same wavelength of the Kavano that Shechianu is going on our Shalach Manos, our Sudas Perm. Now what the Prima Gadim adds here in number 17, Umiyu, 2 points here, Miyu la Magner la Rambam vava Mechaber d'beyom ein mevarach Shechianu. The Sfarim who don't repeat it, so how is their Shechianu going to be Chal on the Sudas Perm and Shalach Manos during the day? Mechavein b'shechianu delayla. When they say shechianu at nighttime, they should have in mind latzeis gam mishloach manos umatanos levyonim apapit delav zmanu belayla. Even though it's not the right time at nighttime, you're not yotzei shloach manos at night. You're not yotzei sud at nighttime, but that's the only time they're saying a shechianu. That's the best they could do. What's the problem here? Balkare, right? So you have to tell him. Make sure David has in mind to be yotzei the svardim.
Right. Even if he's coming back to hear it the next morning, but he has to be yotzei the bracha of
lechora, according to this. Yeah, lechora, that's what has to take place. Yeah, you can say it yourself also.
You can say it yourself.
Yeah, you could say it. Definitely, that might be the other way around.
That's the best answer, probably.
It's much better.
Say it by yourself, or
I'm done.
Okay, but only those who know, though. Not everyone's coming to the shir.
Like, it gives me shame on Megillah. You don't need that. You wouldn't say she'achyanu on mishloach manos because.
Correct.
It's not really needed.
It's not needed, right? You wouldn't
lose. It's not really.
You don't lose anything.
You don't lose anything.
Right.
But it's not like the Shechianu is still chal because
right.
It's going on.
Sure, it's still chal. But it adds to your right. Mitzvah. Right. We'll see an interesting tshuva in a second from Rav Sternbach about the need or the interest in having Shechianu being chal on your mitzvahs. We'll get to in a second. Now, the Prima God number 18 says the question of Matanos Levyonim. He adds in Matanos Levyonim that the Magen Avraham and Mishabrua both leave out. So what's the machlok is whether or not the Matanos Levyonim should also have the Shechianu. Why not? It's a mitzvah we do once a year. We do Shalach Manos once a year, the Sudas Purim once a year, Mikra Megillah once a year.
It's the standard reason why we don't make a bracha on stock.
Right.
It's dependent upon the Makabit.
So that could be interesting. Right. That's not what Rishimach says, but I guess,
The mitzvah of stock doesn't have any zman at all. It's all year round.
Oh, but this is Matanos Levyonim, though. So that's a very good point. But what the answer is, we'll see Rav Sternbach, and this is part of a general hakir within Matanos Levyonim. Maybe Matanos Levyonim is simply tzedakah. It's tzedakah that you have to do today, but it's regular tzedakah, so it's not unique. I gave tzedakah yesterday, I gave it today, I'm giving it tomorrow, I'm giving it in Purim. Just a little bit different adinim to it. Others say no, that Matanos of Yonim is something unique. It's different. There's a Ritva in Bab Metzia, which gets involved in this Chakira. There's an idea that maybe you could give Matanos of Yonim to even Ashirim, even to someone who's rich. So even though it says Evyonim, there's a big discussion how unique Matanos of Yonim is, or is it really Bechlal, a general tzedakah? So that's the Machlokas here. So if Matanos of Yonim is a general tzedakah mitzvah, then there wouldn't be a Sheikh Yonim. If it's something that's unique, so then it would warrant a Sheikh Yonim like the Prima Gadim. But there are a number of nafkaminas. I have a sefer here that goes through this discussion here. So look what Rav Shimrach writes in number 19. He says this, and then he has an interesting shiloh. He says below his gear matanos le'avyonim. He notes this that the Mishnah Berurah leaves out matanos le'avyonim. Nira tamo, his reason is hol v'chol hashana chayi b'tzedakah ve'ein hevda ben tzedakah shapurim l'tzedakah shalachar purim. We have to give tzedakah every single day. There is no difference between purim tzedakah and non-purim tzedakah, even though there really is. There's a difference, or many differences actually. One is that we have to give to kol poshe yad, we give to anyone, as opposed to during the year, we don't just give to anyone money, we have to look into it a little bit. There are differences, but for the most part, it's pretty much the same. Lachain ein bircha shechayanu al zeh. There's no shechayanu. De lo nikar mitzvah shei sameach bo. He also adds here, there's no recognition that one is so happy for fulfilling matanos levyonim. I don't personally feel any more excited when I give matanos levyonim than when I give tzedakah the day beforehand. That's very, very clear that Shalach Manos and the Sudas Purim is being done for mitzvah. So we paskin that you don't have to have that in mind, but again, there's nothing lost. Why not? I don't know what the normal announcements are, but it doesn't hurt to say that have them in mind. Shalach Yanu and Shalach Manos, Sudas Purim, and Matanos Lev Yonu.
Don't specify. They just say mitzvah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So then, whatever that includes in your mind, and the Baal Kore's mind as well.
What's enough coming in between specifying or not specifying?
It really depends what's on your in your mind, your das. When you say mitzvah yom,
there's only four mitzvahs in the whole day.
Yeah, but when you say mitzvah yom, do you include matanos levyonim in your machshava or not? That's all.
What would you lose if you didn't have
it? Nothing. I'm saying one should. So, but we're just saying what's normally announced is the mitzvah yom. So when people think of mitzvah yom, do they think of matanos levyonim? Probably. But maybe not. I don't know. So look at the last two lines here, page number 3, the underlines. Rav Shimrach talks about Ra'isi Tamun Chacham Echad. He saw a certain lamdan. Diktek shalol latzeis yidei mitzvahs matanos levyonim ad achar bircha shechiyanu shakriyas megil bayom. He wanted the dafka get the shechiyanu to be chal on his matanos levyonim. So he refused to give to any guy who came to him before Purim, before Megillah. I'm not giving you. Come to me in 45 minutes after Kriyas Megillah. Vim Nasan, if he did give to the guy, he had a negative kavana. Niskaven shelo latzei shidei mitzvah matanos levyonim. Dafka didn't want to get the mitzvah. The real lamdan here. Shirotze lekaim a mitzvah la'acher birchas shechiyanu. He wanted the shechiyanu to be chal on the mitzvah of matanos levyonim. V'nir ikir sheyesh latzei shelachaven latzei shidei mitzvah. So it says Rav Shimrach, I think the Iker one should give Lefnei Shechianu. You better to give it, even though you haven't yet said your Shechianu, you should give the guy who comes to you Bitoras Bikavanas Matanas Levyonim. Why? Tishir Mitzvah Lamashainan. We don't delay. You have a great chance to give a guy a mitzvah, Matanas Levyonim. You're missing a Shechianu. So you're going to miss out a mitzvah just to get a hider mitzvah? It doesn't make any sense. V'yachal Lezakos Gam Az Lemitzvah Medivrei Kabbalah. To fulfill a mitzvah that is written in Tanakh, she'ein la shir, there's no amount. The more you give, the more mitzvahs you get. U'kemavur b'ramam hilchos megillah. U'bechol nesina yesh b'zeh ki mitzvah. Each time you give a different ani, you get another mitzvah. V'im mechavin shelo lotzeis, if you have a kavana not to get the mitzvah of matanos levyonim, mimait mi mitzvahs hayom. You're diminishing the mitzvahs of that day of Purim. U'mishum chashash chisarn hider. Because a chashash that maybe matanos levyonim, we said, it's a machlok, is whether you require sheikh yon in the first place. So because of that, a suffolk hider, you're going to lose out on a vade mitzvah, nimsa mevatel me'atma mitzvah. Ve'ein lachshash, don't be concerned with the chisaron sheikh yonu, missing out on the sheikh yonu, came in shebe'emes, in reality, lo tiknu sheikh yonu al mitzvah matanos levyonim, that was a chiddush of the Prima Gadim, and don't make yourself crazy. That's what Rav Shimrach paskins like. Okay. Final point here, I'm going to end after this, that I mentioned earlier. Let's say a Sephardi is in fact davening in an Ashkenazi shul, and they, of course, paskin to say a Shechianu. So, does he answer Amen or not? The quote here in the Dirshu from Rav Nissen Karelitz, that one should answer Amen. Because since it's a machlokas rishonim, whether or not you say a shechayanu, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins not to, because of chashash brachal v'tala, so therefore you don't lose anything by saying amen. Again, he says the reason why the Shulchan Aruch paskins not to say a shechayanu, machlokas, it's safek brachos lahakel. We rather avoid a brachal v'tala, so because of chashash brachal v'tala, he advises not to say a shechayanu, but he acknowledges that there's a shita to say shechayanu. So your amen is not going to be a hefsek of any sort, and therefore you should answer amen. Now, to me, it doesn't seem so clear, because
right.
It's not because of suffolk, it's because of the Raman Paskins. You don't say shechayanu, not because he was choshesh with this way or that way. It's a clear psak that we paskin that there is no shechayanu. So in fact, he goes on to quote Rav Yashiv that says, L'chachila the Svardi should not answer amen during the daytime shechayanu, because kaven shlefi minhago shein mevarchem shechayanu bayom anias amen al brachazu he hefsek ben brachal kriya. That's how Rav Yashiv paskin. I didn't look at Rav Avadia here. I imagine he would say the similar idea. That's a real
shit. We'll say the same thing. You bring a raya from a bracha on chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh. So he paskin it's a bracha.
Levatala.
So we cannot answer amen to that bracha. Well, we can say a whole pasuk. There's a pasuk with a main in it, but as a raya from there, we wouldn't make a problem.
Yeah, there is not even shalom hefsek because
exactly this is even worse.
This is even, right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
We would not say
so for sure.
You
would say not.
We would not
right.
say a main in.
Okay, so stop here. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a wonderful week, and I'm not sure what topic is next week, but maybe Eitan had a very good shaila about giving matanos avyonim paying through a credit card online. If you don't pay till the end of the month, are you fulfilling your mitzvah matanos avyonim? I thought it was interesting, Shaila.
Wow.
I'll see what I find out this week. Otherwise, I'll pick a different topic. Okay, shkoyach, guys.